How do you know you're dealing with a narcissist? There's many signs, and it can be confusing because that's exactly their tactic, is to confuse us. So today we are sharing sign number 49 out of 50 in our countdown of signs you're dealing with a narcissist. Welcome back to the Empath and Narcissist podcast, where I share messages about spiritual healing from narcissistic abuse with human design, because I believe your karmic experience has awakened you to your authentic soul. You just need the map to call your power back. I am your host, Raven Scott, and I am an author and trauma-informed human design reader. So we're covering today when they discard you. Either if they've cheated on you, they have multiple lives, they don't pay attention to you, they give you the silent treatment, or there's just a time where there's an extra long cool-off period from a conflict. And at first you think, gosh, well, it's just a cool-off period. We all need to not talk to each other. But when you get back together, there's no reconciliation. There's no, when you did this, that made me feel, I'm sorry. All the exchanges that are healthy and maybe you don't know are healthy. When you reconcile with someone, it's important to note that when you get back together, there needs to be some acknowledgement of what happened and an apology in order to move forward. And a, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to work on this better. Like, let's reconcile. And what's our plan of action moving forward so that something can be learned, repaired, or adjusted, right? The growth needs to be evolving. But when you get back together with a narcissist, they act like nothing happened. They're totally chill. Everything's fine. I'm cool. We're cool. We're good. It's cool. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong, because what happens when you bring up, when you did this that made me feel, and you address what they don't want to address, that means they have to change. That means they have to work on themselves. That means they have to apologize. That means they have to do something that they don't want to do. And so they just avoid it. And they act like nothing's wrong. And it's infuriating, to be honest, because, you know, you kind of socially go along and you play along with it. It's like, okay, nothing happened. Let's just put it behind us and forget all that happened. And, you know, the unspoken, well, I hope it's better in the future. Like, and we kind of place our hope and our assumptions that it's going to be better, because that's what we would do. But then the narcissist will not change their habits. They will continue to cheat or lie or triangulate or gaslight you or just do the things that really hurt you. Whatever that pattern was, they will do it again. Never fails. And you feel like, ah, I can't believe that I like let them back in. This is happening again. And it just becomes a vicious cycle. And when you don't know why you're staying, that's probably a sign that you are trauma bonded, because any rational person would say, well, why are you not, you know, why are you leaving? Why are you staying? And you kind of don't have an answer yourself. You're like, you introspect, you're like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I need to stay. Okay, well, then that's probably a trauma bond, right? Those heart cords are attached and you need to detach them energetically so you can move on. Because if you're with someone who pretends that nothing was wrong after an argument and a cool down and nothing's ever addressed, that means there's no desire to change. And there will be no change, and therefore they will hurt you again in the same way. So that's your sign number 49. If you're dealing with a narcissist, when they discard you and then you come back together, they will act like nothing is wrong and that nothing happened. Oh, hey! Like that fake, oh my gosh, how are you doing? Hey! Especially if it's like female to female, or, right? Like guys are just like, hey. And they don't address it. They don't bring up what was wrong and they just continue on. And it's just a bit awkward when you're someone who is open and ready to talk about things, because they don't. And then you're like, oh, I guess I shouldn't say anything because I don't want to rock the boat. But I guess it's important to say something, Because that will be your litmus test to see, like, are they going to change? Are they going to be open and willing to evolve and grow like I am? And if not, then you're dealing with either narcissistic personality disordered on the extreme or on the spectrum, or just a toxic person. So then you start to push them out on your outer circles, in your social circles. Don't let them deep in, and even possibly go no contact, depending on what has happened between you, what kind of situation allows you to do so, and if it's really worthy. So that's up to every single person, unique to each person. All right, so thank you so much for tuning in to this short episode today and the podcast, being an empath member here in the community. Please share this podcast episode onto your socials or with a friend. Spread the power, spread the love, and don't forget to subscribe and tune in tomorrow for the next episode. I'll be talking about human design. So I do have a few offerings for you to grab, super simple books. You can grab my first book, you can listen on Audible, or the paperback, Empath and the Narcissist. It is a profound healing journey, an exploration of what I went through with the narcissist in my personal life in a romantic relationship. And it provides you tools at the end of each chapter to help you heal, shares with you how I healed. And it includes, you know, somatic healing, EFT tapping, and some meditations that are extremely powerful. And my second book is Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. That includes a whole bunch of healing exercises from the original book, but expanded and gives you space and time to practice and journal, and it also gives you moon rituals, different things that I don't have in the original book. And I also share with you how to do shadow work guided by the goddess Inanna, Mesopotamian goddess Inanna. And then the last section is all about human design. So if you have your chart, I've given it to you for free, then you can go through that book and understand your design step by step, each element of your chart, by reading through that, and includes all of the gates that are in those numbers that are in the human design chart. Thursday, tomorrow, I'll be covering regarding your manifesting generator and your ADHD tendencies, and how to find where to tune into your discernment in your human design chart in regards to dealing with a narcissist. So you can grab that book. It's a brand new book, baby, on Amazon and paperback. It's beautiful. I've gotten the reviews back that it is really beautifully designed by me inside. So that's great feedback that you guys love it. And I really do need your help in writing reviews for that book. If we can get that up to 50 by March, I am gifting, write your review by March 30th. I am gifting 3 subscribers a 2-hour human design reading, as well as a signed paperback copy. So please, please enter to win that. Write a review. This little baby needs as much juice and love as possible to succeed out in there in the world. And all the links to these things are in the show notes. Thanks so much for tuning in today. And remember, always keep your unique light shining.